Cody Bellinger is making his spring debut today. The Cubs' top 30 prospect list is out on MLB.com. And speaking of the young guys they are producing at spring training, we've got a lot to talk about here on the Setup Man podcast. Good morning or afternoon or evening, Setup Nation, whenever you're listening or watching this. This is the Setup Man podcast. My name is Kyle Stanley, and a lot of you probably came to know who I was because I was at spring training posting a bunch of content on my YouTube channel, raw video from the Cubs spring training, and we had an absolute blast. But now we're getting back to the news. We're getting back to everything that's going on with the Cubs. And today, the big thing is really two things. Cody Bellinger is making his spring debut, and the Cubs top 30 list came out yesterday on MLB.com. Before we do go any further, though, make sure that you are subscribed and commenting. I can't tell you how much I enjoy seeing comments on all of our content. If you notice, I respond to just about everyone, unless you're just being a jerk. I just typically don't respond. But then if you are actually wanting to respond, if you're wanting to talk Cubs, I'm going to respond because I love talking Chicago Cubs. It is my passion. And that's why I started the Setup Man podcast. So go ahead and do that. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you hit that notification bell as well, because you want to know every time I'm dropping content, especially during the season, because we're going to be doing a ton of content, a ton of analysis, and a ton of giveaways too. You're going to love what we're giving away during the season. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get to the show here. We've got Cody Bellinger making his spring debut today. I'm going to just breeze right through this because a lot of you want to overanalyze this, and that's okay. I'm an overanalyzer as well. But the big thing, right, is, well, how's he going to do? He was sidelined for so long, and he was focusing so much on that contract with Boris, and maybe he's upset that he didn't get his long-term contract. All those things, for sure, are factors. But Cody Bellinger is a professional, and to me, he is going to go out there, and he's going to just get game ready. Do you remember how poorly Dansby Swanson played last year during spring training? I don't think he even got his first home run until like two games left in the spring. And we were all worried. And then he came out like a house on fire, getting like six hits in his first 10 at bats or something like that. And I think that's exactly how you need to approach the Cody Bellinger situation. Don't focus on the results. Focus on, is he healthy? And is he getting enough hacks in there? Is he getting enough reps in the field to be game ready by the opening day game, which is going to be March 28th in Texas? So that's all. Okay. We're not going to overanalyze it anymore. He's probably going to get a big ovation. He's probably going to be happy to be out on the field. But outside of that, don't focus on the results, y'all, especially when it comes down to just Cody being a professional. Once again, he's going to find a way to get into game form by opening day. And also Justin Steele on the mound for the second time this spring. Looking forward to seeing him out there. All right, let's get to the Cubs' top 30 prospects. I've got a reaction on a few of these, but if you haven't seen it, it's at MLB.com and it's popping up on your screen right now. Here it is for you. We've got Pete Crow Armstrong and Cade Horton number one and two, just like last year. That's pretty obvious. Speaking of obvious, we've got obvious shirts at a 15% discount. If you have not seen that, Joe Johnson, the founder and owner of Obvious Shirts, has been so nice to give our audience only a 15% discount for the entire 2024 season. Go check that out. It's down in the description or the show notes, depending on where you're watching this. Owen Casey and Michael Bush actually flip-flop. Owen Casey is now number three. Michael Bush is number four. That was the opposite last year. Matt Shaw, Kevin Alcantara, and James Triantos, number five, six, and seven. I heard a few people say that they thought Matt Shaw should be higher. Honestly, he's got right around 150-ish at-bats in his minor league career. I think that is a great spot for him at number five, given that he has very little minor league experience. Then you've got Moises Ballesteros, who was the Cubs player of the year in the minor leagues last year. Jordan Wicks, who I always kind of forget that he's still considered a prospect because he's still quote unquote a rookie. Jefferson Rojas, Ben Brown, Alexander Canario, then Fernando Cruz. And then from there, you know, just some highlights. You got Matt Mervis at 15th, Luke Little at 16th. You've got BJ Murray at 18, Hayden McGeary at first base. He played all the way up to double A last year at 21st. Pablo Aliendo at number 23, and a lot of people talking and excited about Jackson Wiggins at number 26, and we saw Porter Hodge as well over at spring training. He's at number 29. So just a few things here that I want to touch on. And number one is when you look at the overall rankings, this is actually still incredibly impressive, but the Cubs have 7 in the top 100 for the MLB.com overall list. So obviously our number 1 through 7 is on the overall top 100 for MLB.com. You've got PCA at number 16 overall, Cade Horton at number 26, Owen Casey 47, Michael Bush 51, Matt Shaw 54, Kevin Alcantara 65, and James Triantos at 73rd. What's a little bit strange to me is the drop for Ben Brown. Now, I know injuries and lack of playing time play a lot into this. However, Ben Brown dominated in AA last year. And then when he went up to AAA, he dealt with a few injuries. He was put into the bullpen, didn't quite have the end of the season that he wanted. I still believe that Ben Brown deserves to be at least top 6 or 7. I can see James Triantos and him maybe flip-flopping Triantos to 8, Ben Brown in number 7. That's where I believe he should be. But again, you know, you can't put a whole lot of weight into these prospect lists because how deep does one person or a few people know every single prospect in every single organization? It's kind of like the NCAA football rankings. It's like, how do you really judge that? Because they're all playing different opponents. It's tough to tell. But I will tell you that if we're looking at this prospect list and looking at it from a position of who is potentially going to break camp with this team, I think you're looking at potentially Pete Crow Armstrong, although I do think that he's going to start the season out in AAA and probably be called up as long as he's doing well to the majors in May, maybe June at the latest. Michael Bush is almost assuredly going to be on the roster when we break camp and go into the regular season. I cannot see, unless there's some sort of injury or unless, you know, Matt Mervis for some reason ends up having a huge, huge spring from here on out and they battle it out for first base. I just can't see anyone else there. Jordan Wicks is definitely going to be breaking camp with this team. I would be shocked if he's not, especially with how he's been performing. I do think Ben Brown has an opportunity, especially with an injury like Caleb Killian yesterday. If there are other injuries, if there is great performance, which Ben Brown has continued to show so far in the spring, I can definitely see him breaking with camp. And I don't know about Matt Mervis. Again, I think Mervis has to do some major head turning now with Michael Bush in the organization. Mervis might be a guy who has seen his opportunity pass with the Cubs, unfortunately. Again, unless Bush does not perform or does not play a good first base or maybe potentially just has any sort of injuries, I think Matt Mervis is a potential trade candidate at this point, unfortunately, especially given just how much hype he had last year. I would love to see Luke Little break camp with this team at number 16 on the prospect list. Luke came up and dominated in his few performances for the Cubs in 2023. He was striking out what felt like every other batter. He didn't give up a single run, and there is no power lefty. There really is no big lefty right now on the Cubs 40-man roster that you say, hey, that's the guy that should be the lefty out of the pen. I think that's Luke Little. And especially with Drew Smyly struggling this spring, I think that's going to be a continued issue for the Cubs, is who is going to be that lefty that gets guys out. Are we really going to rely on guys like Mark Leiter Jr. and Hector Neris to be a quote-unquote lefty guy when they're actually not lefties? I think this team was missing this last year, and Luke Little fills that void very well. Outside of that, you'll probably see Luis Vasquez come up during especially any sort of injuries this year for a middle infield position or maybe even third base. He is almost the closest to MLB ready probably on this list outside of some of the guys that have already gotten their shots at the MLB. And that's kind of who I'm looking at. I mean, I really am excited about the Owen Caseys, the Cade Hortons, the Matt Shaws, the Kevin Alcantaras, but I don't think that they're going to break camp with this team. One guy who is really starting to get a lot of looks and is really starting to get a lot of commotion is Jefferson Rojas. I can tell you, after seeing this 18-year-old hit a home run to the opposite field off of Cade Horton at spring training and a live batting practice, I mean, every person there, and by the way, the entire minor league organization was there behind me as I was filming that. If you're here on the YouTube channel, you're seeing this video right now. If you're not, if you're listening on the podcast, go over to the YouTube channel. If you haven't seen it, it's awesome. 18-year-old dude hitting opposite field home run off of a mid-90s fastball from the number two Cubs prospect is just like, whoa. You know, and this is a guy that a lot of people haven't been talking about because you have infielders like James Triantos and Matt Shaw, and you have Dansby Swanson and Nico Horner and Christopher Morel. There's just not been a lot of talk about a guy like this. And, you know, they're projecting 2026. I can say I would not be shocked if he gets a shot in mid-2025 based on what I've been seeing from him. So, and I'm not a Jefferson Rojas expert, but I can tell you I saw enough to be impressed by the guy. So there you go. There's the top 30 prospect list. What do you think about this? Make sure you comment down below. I want to hear if you think that MLB.com got this wrong in any way, or if you're like, yeah, they nailed it. I would love to hear your opinion. And speaking of those young prospects, a lot of them are turning heads at spring training right now. Just a few stats for you. Owen Casey has had 18 at-bats. He's got 10 hits. That's a .556 batting average, y'all. One home run, three doubles, six RBIs. But the big thing that stands out to me, only four strikeouts. He is a huge strikeout guy. And for him to drop that down to really only two strikeouts every nine at-bats is basically a 22% strikeout rate. It's such a small sample size, but if he can sustain that and see improvement there, his path to the MLB becomes a lot quicker. You got Kevin Alcantara hit a home run the other day. Very impressive shot to center field. Brennan Davis was really coming out hot in his first few games. He was 3-for-7 with a home run and a double before getting hit in the head, and now it's precautionary. They haven't been open about if it is a concussion, but they are taking concussion precautions. And you hate to see that with Brennan, who has dealt with injuries. And one of his injuries was getting hit in the face a few years ago. So there's flashbacks of that. But if this guy is healthy, he is still, to me, a top 100 prospect. And we had an interview with Brennan, and he is in a good mind space. He is really in a space that he wants to break camp with this team. I don't know if there's room for that, but we're looking forward to seeing Brennan get back out there. If you missed that interview, make sure to go check it out on our channel. Matt Mervis has a home run. How about six walks already from Matt Mervis in just 15 at-bats? That's showing some patience. A lot of guys want to get those swings in. They want to make sure that they're making an impression. But, hey, walks can do that as well. So Matt Mervis with the good eye. Matt Shaw, two doubles and a triple so far. Nice play at third base. I wanted to just touch on this really quickly. Matt Shaw, one of his weaknesses, according to the scouting report, is that he doesn't have the throwing arm for third base. But if you're watching on YouTube right now, you're watching this play from Matt Shaw. That passes the test for me. Range to the pool side, going down the line, momentum going away from first base, and one hops it nicely over to first base to get his guy. I mean, this to me is exactly what you are looking for out of a third base arm. That's just one play, but maybe he's been working on his arm strength. Maybe the scouts have got it wrong. I don't know, but that looks to me like a third base ready arm. So let me know what you think about that in the comments. Do you think Matt Shaw is a third baseman, or do you think he's going to have to wait until Nico is no longer a second baseman, which that would be a sad day, wouldn't it? I hope that never happens. Love Nico Horner. All right, Jordan Wicks definitely vying for that fifth spot in the Cubs rotation. Eight innings so far, just two earned runs. One of them was a home run. Only three strikeouts, but also only one walk. And that's exactly the kind of performance you're looking for out of Wicks. He's not a strikeout guy. However, I will say in a couple live batting sessions when I was there, a lot of swing and miss, lots and lots of swing and miss that you were seeing. So when he is getting a swing and miss, it's usually on that changeup. And that's a good sign because that thing is nasty, keeps it down low, kind of disappears, falls off the table. Luke Little, four games, no earned runs. He continues to impress. Is he going to break the team, break with the team at spring training? I sure hope so. And Ben Brown, six innings, just one earned run so far. Again, a guy that I could easily see breaking camp with the team or getting called up at some point during the 2024 season to make a impact. And unfortunately, one injury update. You've got Caleb Killian leaving yesterday's game early. Caleb had looked really good in spring so far. Of course, you can't put a whole lot of weight into spring training, but after seeing all of the mechanical issues, all of the wildness from the last couple years, six innings, no walks, and just a 150 ERA, meaning he'd only given up one earned run all spring so far. That was kind of a bummer to see. There's no information about what that injury was, but still a bummer because that's a guy that you still, you know, got him in the Chris Bryant trade, holding out for him. And he was, you know, if you remember back in 2022 when he made his debut and he just breezed through that first three innings against the Cardinals, no one got on, faced the minimum. And then ever since then, it was just like he imploded. So he's got the stuff. You just hate to see that as he's getting some success in spring training, he hits an injury. Hopefully it's something minor that he can just miss maybe one or two starts and get back out there. And he's a guy that, you know, if he can find it, if he can be under control with his control issues, then this is a guy that still has electric elite stuff and can make an impact, especially in that bullpen for the Cubs. All right, once again, Setup Nation, make sure you are subscribed to our channel. Make sure you are commenting and make sure that you are checking in with us every single day as we have new content just about every day here on the Setup Man YouTube channel and podcast. But for now, I'm going to go put my arm on ice. We'll see you next time, Setup Nation.